This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I've got an important self-defense talk here, especially for women. And over the last couple of years, more and more women have become firearms owners, including many women in my own family, by the way. They carry firearms, they go train at local gun ranges, they've become very proficient in firearms, which is really notable given that I didn't grow up in a, quote, gun family, hadn't even owned a gun until I was probably, 30 years old or something. But more people are purchasing guns because they're seeing the breakdown of law and order in society. We're seeing many cities now, including, I think, a city in, was it in Colorado, that recently announced they're just not going to prosecute what they call low-level crimes, just break-ins, people breaking into your house and stealing and looting and, you know, things like that. They're not going to prosecute anymore. Unless somebody's shot, the police aren't even going to show up in many areas. Policing is, they're out of resources. And the criminal element is running loose in society for lots of reasons that I've talked about elsewhere. But because of this, more people are taking care of their own self-defense. So you've got women especially are rapidly accelerating in terms of which group is owning guns more. So in other words, the acceleration of gun ownership among women is much greater than it is among men. But even among men, it continues to accelerate as well. And you have more states now that have concealed carry laws than ever before. And some states have constitutional carry. And self-defense rights have been reaffirmed by the United States Supreme Court and elsewhere. You're going to see this trend continue. More and more people are going to arm up. But I'm here today to tell you that owning a gun is never enough. Just owning it. Too many people, I think, own a gun and then they put it away in a safe. They might take it once a year to the local firing range and shoot it. But that's it. They don't really have much familiarity with it. And what I'm here to tell you today is that being proficient with a firearm is a system. It's a system, not just a gun. You know, a gun doesn't make you proficient in self-defense any more than owning a guitar makes you a musician. Anybody can buy a guitar and put it on a shelf. Doesn't mean you can do anything that useful with it. So owning a firearm means you need to think about everything that goes with it. And that includes, of course, ammunition and magazines, especially when you're dealing with semi-auto pistols, for example, and the sights that go with a pistol. A lot of people buy a factory Glock, and then they load that Glock with full metal jacket, 9mm rounds. So they think, I have a pistol and I've got bullets, I'm good, and that's it. Well, they don't know that those factory Glock sights are really total crap, by the way, just pieces of plastic with little white squares on them. They don't glow in the dark. The sights are not very good. They still function, but they're not nearly as good as they should be. And a full metal jacket ammunition does not damage your assailant very much. In fact, full metal jacket ammo should only be used for practice. If you're going to have a gun for the purpose of self-defense, you need to carry it with self-defense rounds, which is rounds that fragment. They have many different names. You know, there's like extreme ammo. There's, you know, hollow point and variations of hollow point ammo. There's self-defense tactical ammo. I mean, lots of different companies have different names for it. But the number one thing that you can do right now, if you own a firearm and if you carry a firearm, is make sure you're carrying self-defense ammo. That's hollow points. You know, again, all they can have special features. They might be 5 times more expensive than practice ammo. That's fine. You should get the ammo that works. Get the ammo that actually does the damage to your assailant. Remember, a full metal jacket round will go right through a person and just make a hole in them. doesn't really do much damage. If a bullet goes through somebody, think about the physics here for a second. Bullets do damage by imparting kinetic energy onto the target. A bullet that stays in that person's body has imparted 100% of its kinetic energy onto that person. That kinetic energy has been translated into internal organ trauma and so on, you know, shattering bones and rupturing organs and rupturing blood vessels and doing things that make bad people stop, which is the whole point. You don't care about breaking bones or rupturing organs. You just want bad people to stop, right? A rapist, a murderer, an assailant, a home robber, whatever. You want them to stop. To do that, you have to impart kinetic energy onto their tissues and organs that allow them to function. You have to, in essence, deactivate the bad guy. But if a bullet goes through somebody, then the kinetic energy is not imparted into their body. That kinetic energy is carried on with the bullet and exits the body and gets deposited somewhere else, whatever the bullet hits next. Full Metal Jacket bullets go right through people, which means they don't do much damage. Just a little, you know, quarter-inch size hole in your body, in most cases, does not stop somebody. Now, if that hole is in exactly the right place, if you've punched a hole through someone's pelvis or spine or, you know, skull or what have you, but those are very, very small targets and you're very unlikely to hit those targets. You're shooting at people in your self-defense. You're likely to hit them in places where holes don't really matter that much. You can put a hole in someone's arm or leg or torso, even many parts, and they can continue to attack and they can continue to kill. They can continue to be a threat to your safety. And police know this as well. This is why police don't carry full metal jacket rounds, because their job is to stop people, not to just make holes in them. And if you talk to cops, and again, I've talked to lots of cops over the years, they'll tell you they've encountered people, they've put 15, 20, 25 rounds into an assailant, and that person did not stop. And some of those are even hollow point rounds. You'll learn that 9mm rounds are not nearly as effective as they're made out to be on TV and Hollywood, and even AR-15 rounds. An AR-15 full metal jacket round can go right through someone and not stop them. And so think about the ammo that you're using for the purpose that you carry a gun. You're carrying a gun to protect your person, maybe to protect your children, to protect your family. You're carrying a gun because you have already made the decision that under the right circumstances, you would destroy another person's physical body in order to stop them from murdering or raping you. And that's the right decision, in my opinion. But now that you've made that decision, you need to go all the way with the right ammunition that can impart extreme violence on your target, i.e. a person who is trying to carry out extreme violence against you, you know, the criminal, the rapist, what have you. And while you're at it, get some better sights. The sights that I recommend for Glocks are True Glow, TRUGLO. I think they're called TFX Pro sights. And I've been through many, many different brands of Glock sights, and nothing comes close to these. They're the best. They work at night. They are easy to use. They're just absolute best. I think it's True Glow TFX Pro. You got to have the Pro. Don't get the non-Pro ones. They're a little bit cheaper, but they don't have the same features. Get the Pro. They're dual systems. They light up with sunlight, and they also light up from internal tritium. So they work at night, and they also work in the daylight. They work in all conditions, and they're really rugged, and they're easy to see. They just absolutely work. If you're going to carry a pistol, carry it with the right gear, because it's a system, not just, oh, I own a gun. No, that's not good enough. You need a system to be able to use it effectively. That's what this is all about. And finally, as part of your system, it's really important to carry a spare magazine for lots of reasons. You know, a gunfight, if you're involved in a gunfight, which hopefully will never happen, but that's why you carry a gun, because it might happen and you need to defend yourself, you'll be amazed how quickly you'll go through one magazine, especially if you're carrying a compact weapon that maybe only holds 10 rounds to 15 rounds, something like that. Those will be gone, and you will be wishing that you had a spare mag. Now, those of us who are experienced, you know, concealed carry people, we always carry spare mags. I know a lot of cops that will carry 4 mags. And guys that go into battle, well, they typically only carry, you know, 4 or fewer pistol mags, but they'll carry 8 to 10 AR-15 mags with them on their vest. That adds up, by the way. That gets heavy. But like a 10 magazine loadout, that's 300 rounds basically for an AR-15 rifle for a soldier. That's a very common loadout. Of course, they're expecting, you know, gunfire. You don't need to go all that far out. And, you know, you're walking around your city in America. Hopefully you don't need 10 full AR-15 mags, but having a spare magazine for your pistol is a great idea. It's a very important idea. So think about the whole system, your sights, the ammunition that you're choosing, and the spare magazines. And then, of course, get training on top of that so that you can be effective. Hope you never have to use a firearm in self-defense. I've never had to, and I pray that I never have to. But if you do, you need to be ready. And this is how to do it. Think about the whole system. Read my website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.